By the end of this episode, I want you to eliminate two words from your vocabulary. Those two words, at least in order, just a. I never want you to think of yourself as just a anything, because today we're going to talk about how to challenge yourself to grow beyond your own labels and to see what possibilities there are for your creative life, even beyond just being a creative. I'll explain more as we get into this fascinating and important episode in our Back to Basics series.
Artists, musicians, and creatives of all kinds, looking for help balancing your passion to create with your everyday life? Not sure if your faith can coexist with your profession? Welcome to a place where real artists discuss real life. You're listening to the God and Gig Show. Visit godandgigs.com for show notes, links, and more information.
Hello and welcome to our show. Thank you so much for making the God and Gig Show a part of your creative day today. My name is Alan C. Paul. I'm your host and the founder of God and Gigs, and we are here to help you improve your life from the inside out as a creative by applying timeless spiritual principles to the temporary creative problems you might be facing. And today we're talking about our back to basics, our seven service steps. These are the seven service steps that I put into my book for Christian musicians who gig, but now we're making sure to apply this to any creative genre that you're in so that you see how these seven steps can apply to you. And we're kind of walking through these steps just to make sure that there's nothing that we've left out. If you want to check out that book, you can always go to our website, godandgigs.com/books, and you can see all of our resources for creatives who work both in the Christian and the faith space, but also in the mainstream arts and entertainment space. So today we're talking about challenging yourself to grow. It's step six. As you can see, we spell out service in these steps. Stay connected, establish your priorities, respect the business, visualize your goals, invest in your craft. And now we're at C, challenge yourself to grow. Now, in this chapter and in this Back to Basics episode, I really like to challenge, as the chapter says, challenge you to think beyond just what you do creatively right now. Now, I can give myself the test case or the guinea pig or the example of this, because even as I'm talking to you right now, I never saw myself in this position. Now, I've always felt that I was called to be a teacher, and I taught in public schools and taught in private schools and taught in preschools and every kind of school, homeschool, like you put school behind a certain word, I've taught in it. So I've always considered myself a teacher. But what I didn't consider myself was an entrepreneur or even a podcaster or definitely not an author. Never considered myself a coach. All these other titles that have been added to my list of things that I am and identify. Of course, I also identify as a husband and a father, as a Christian. But the things that I grew into were never part of my original plan. I thought, as a matter of fact, when I was first coming out of high school, that I was going to be a band director because I loved band, loved playing. I've actually played baritone, euphonium, low brass out there. Anybody that plays low brass, shout out to you, because I feel like that's still my tribe, even though I haven't played that instrument in almost 30 years. But that's where I saw myself. I was writing drill. I really said, I'm going to be a high school band director. And as you can probably tell, my path did not follow that. I went actually from going to high school thinking I was going to teach in high school. I went all the way down to teaching elementary school because I just found I connected better with younger kids and felt like that energy really suited me and I could kind of get them started on that route versus starting at the end of the route when some of these younger teenagers had already come up and already been taught. But I would like being a part of that beginning process. And as you know what? It kind of equates to what I'm doing now, even in this specific role as a podcaster, teacher, coach. I'm not necessarily looking for people who have made $1 million and who are already Grammy winners and who are already trying to make their next million or make their next million downloads. That's not my calling. My calling is to go after the people who are scared to take that first step, scared to even make that first blog post or put out that first album or make that first call to a gig or take that mic for the first open mic and tell you that God has purpose for you, even though you might be scared to take the first step. And that's kind of where challenging yourself to grow starts. It's getting beyond what you think is possible and looking at what is in your way and what's apparent and realizing that's not all there is to you. And this can even go beyond to where, oh, well, I want to take the first step towards something. This goes to even challenging yourself to grow beyond the specific creative genre or the creative life that you have kind of envisioned for yourself. As I mentioned, I went from being a musician and a teacher now to doing a lot of my work where I don't even touch a piano or don't even touch an instrument. And that has challenged me to grow in ways that I didn't expect my life to evolve and for new things to be called out of me and challenges. And so it really required me to reach beyond where I was. And so I'm going to give you 7 ways that I do mention in the book, but I'm going to kind of expand on them once again. So you can see that once you hear them and see them in book form, you'll see that I actually kind of really opened this up to way more than just where I might be speaking to musicians who were the original audience when I first started out guiding gigs. The first thing I'm going to challenge you to do is to learn something new. Now, when I say learn something new, it could be a new instrument. It could be a new skill. It could be going back for an advanced degree in something. But pushing yourself to learn something that you don't know or didn't know and might really put you back in the seat of a beginner. That's the first step to challenging yourself to grow, because obviously if you start from being a beginner again, even if you are accomplished in whatever field it is, photography or, you know, being an author or being a poet or being a musician or being an actor, if you are accomplished in one area, but you kind of tell yourself, hey, I can actually be a beginner again and kind of eat that humble pie and let a teacher coach me from the get-go, from something that I haven't done before, an instrument I haven't played before, or a role, or anything that you are starting from scratch, you're really opening up yourself to that idea of, hey, there might be something I'm not even considering that I might be either good at, or might just learn some ideas from and be inspired by starting from the beginning and learning something new. It kind of goes along with this step too, or the second possibility of challenging yourself to grow, is to study a new genre or a new facet of the creative life that you're in. So let's say you're a musician, that you're a classically trained musician, but you've never studied jazz. I actually saw a podcast recently that I really love is a classical pianist who learned jazz. And now because she is Indian by culture, she is now connecting it with raga music, I believe that is raga music and Indian influence into jazz as a connection between those two cultures that she's involved in. And it's really opening herself up to all these new opportunities. And it's because she's studying something that she didn't study when she first studied classical music to start. So I would encourage you, if you are in one area of a particular creative field, just kind of pivot a little and say, you know what? What if I challenge myself to grow into another area of that? What if I try to, if I never played country music before, what would it sound like if I tried country? What would it sound like if I tried another form of what I usually do? And yeah, maybe it doesn't work for you. That's okay, because the experience of challenging yourself to grow is to stretch you to something that you hadn't tried before. Another way to challenge yourself to grow is to connect with artists in other artistic disciplines. So once again, look outside your bubble, look outside your box. Who is near you that does something totally different from you, but that you can kind of connect with? And what's really cool about this is that usually there's no ulterior motive when it comes to this kind of connection. You're not looking to get on their program. You're not looking to find a way to get a gig with this person. If they are a dancer and you are a singer and, you're not looking to perform with them necessarily. You just want to learn from them. You want to attend a dance recital. You want to be a part of their artistic world. You want to see what it's like, but you don't necessarily want to get anything from them. That's such a beautiful way to open yourself up to grow, to see what's possible in your creative life and what's possible in other people's creative lives, because then they start to pour into you and you start to see how the other side lives. Maybe you never considered the way creative life works in another discipline or another area that you don't even handle or that you don't even deal with or that you've never seen before in that level. So just like we talked about in operating inside your creative sphere and finding another genre, another style, you can also go all the way to finding someone that doesn't work in your style or music or discipline at all and connect with those people. And you'll see how that operation kind of opens you up to possibilities that you haven't even considered. I would also invite you, the fourth one is to explore new techniques in your own craft. In other words, starting from scratch and starting things over. I give this example in the book. Tiger Woods, fortunately now, as we all know, unfortunately, with the accident that he suffered, is not, you know, playing anymore. But when he was at the top of his game, one of the greatest golfers of all time, he then, at that time, when he was winning championships, and I think to the consternation of a lot of experts, started experimenting with his swing and was going back to swing coaches. I mean, this is a guy that won everything multiple times, every major championship going away, like nobody could touch him. And yet he was still trying to improve. And so to challenge yourself to grow, I would encourage you to think about, wait, I've done this thing this way because it worked for me, but does that mean it's the only way to do it? Can I go back and evolve even the technique that I use to approach? I've done this very much in my piano playing. I don't want to sound the same that I did in 10 years that I sound today, which means I got to change some techniques and it might make me sound and not feel as comfortable as I used to. But it's worth it because if I do that, I'm now putting myself in a position where I can grow, where I can see what's possible when I don't do the same things that I used to do. Another great way to challenge yourself to grow, this is number five, is to attend conferences, workshops, get around other people who are doing things in a live environment. Thank goodness we're out of the element of mostly not lockdowns. And so there are live events and conferences. And of course, you can do this virtually as well. But the most important thing is to get around other people and get out of your own circle where you always operate. And again, this kind of requires you to take a sacrifice, to make a sacrifice. You got to travel a little bit. You got to get outside of the same people that you know and say, hey, I got to meet some brand new people. And this puts you at a, sometimes, especially for introverts and people who are not comfortable, like meeting new people and you don't like networking. And sometimes you say, what do I say? I don't know these people. They're going to think I want something. The idea is simply to challenge yourself. Again, this is not supposed to be easy. It gets you out of your comfort zone. Because I believe there was a quote, I can't remember who said it, but I believe it says, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. If you're in the comfort zone, you're not growing. So getting into conferences, workshops, things like that, where there's a bunch of people that you don't know, and maybe you feel like you're the odd man out or the odd woman out, that's the place where you can really start to see. And I think for me, most of the times that I've grown the most as a creative, as an artist, have been when I've been in environments where I wasn't familiar, where I had to really just figure out, hey, what can I get from this? What can I gain? What can I learn from these people that I don't really have a relationship with? And it forced me to drop all my pretenses and just say, hey, I'm here to learn. Let me find out what's there, what's here for me, instead of the comfort of always having the same people around me where maybe I turn my brain off a little bit. And going along with that, number six, making new connections. Making new connections both in those environments that I just mentioned, workshops, conferences, but also making new connections outside even of your artistic disciplines, making connections in business, making connections in finance, making connections and with other people who don't even do what you do and have nothing to do with art. This is kind of like tough for most artists because I know that we think that, okay, well, our art world and our creative world is all that there is. But you know what? You can learn a lot from business people. Obviously, as entrepreneurs, there's a lot you can learn from people who are even in you know, service industries and things like that. And just say, you know what? Again, no ulterior motive. I just want to learn about what you do. How do you run this business? How do you handle your family? How do you do things like that? This podcast is one of those ways that I get to do that on a daily basis, connecting with people that do things totally opposite from me, but I can learn from them. And making those new connections always expands me and helps me to grow. And finally, I would challenge you to grow by mentoring other creatives and finding people who are one step below you, one step behind you, trying to figure out how to do this thing and step into their world and help them to figure things out. Because you don't have to be the expert. You're the expert because you've kept going. And I would challenge you to find a creative, find a young person, find someone who is, you know, got less followers than you, find someone who is like trying to get their, you know, their thing together. And you say, well, I'm literally just just figured that question out. I mean, our creative community, our Guiding Geeks 360 community is a perfect place where that's happening, where people are coming in with questions and people are literally stepping up and say, hey, I haven't been doing this much longer than you, but here's what I did. That challenges you to go beyond who you think you are and to be what that other person needs you to be. And again, that's where the love and the growth and the incredible internal growth happens. So that's where you can start to see that you're more than just a musician, more than just a vocalist, more than just an actor. You're a leader. You're a mentor. You're someone that can guide and provide assurance and inspiration and help someone who may be just as nervous and just as unsure about their creative life as you were back when you started. So those are seven steps right there, seven ways that you can challenge yourself to grow. And I just, you know, again, gave a synopsis and a summary. You can dig into all of these more if you go, number one, check out our book. But number two, I would highly encourage you, because this book is evolving and I'm thinking very, you know, even as I say this and I've been doing this, these back to basics episodes, I've been thinking, okay, it's probably time to do a new book based on these concepts that isn't just musicians. And so I'm kind of giving you a sneak peek there at my 2022 goals. Who knows? But until then, you have this video and this podcast to kind of marinate on, to think, how can I challenge myself to grow beyond the label that I have put on myself? And even the goals or the things that I thought I wanted to accomplish, but I just did it in a certain mindset and a certain perspective that could possibly be limiting me, that I don't know what's out there because I haven't dropped everything and just started from scratch. I haven't made connections in a while. I haven't attended any workshops. I've just been kind of going through the motions. And I'm telling you right now, I'm holding myself accountable to the same words I'm telling you. I'm going to be at more conferences. I'm going to be showing up in more events. I'm going to be doing more mentoring. I'm going to be talking to people that do nothing like what I do and just say, hey, let me see what it's like to be you for a second. Let me walk in your shoes artistically, people outside of art artistic life. And just challenging myself to grow, because who I am now is the result of my growth 10, 20 years ago that I never expected. And who I'll be 20 years from now is going to be based on my challenge to myself to grow. And that is what I would advise for you and really encourage you to do, and pray that you'll see God open your eyes to new possibilities, not just in the next year whenever you're listening to this, but for the rest of your life, that you continue to grow and evolve as a creative, as you become the creator that God created you to be. That's our creative checkup for today. Remember, if you're interested in more growth opportunities like this, where you can get around other creatives, you got to check out Guiding Geeks 360. It's our membership. If you're listening at around time of the holidays, there's probably a promotion on right now. Go check out guidinggeeks.com and just look at the top and you'll see what our promotion is currently. But you can always join by going to guidinggeeks.com/free trial for a 30-day free trial of our membership that helps you to build complete creative confidence by connecting all the dots between what we talk about here in the podcast. And we also have books, courses, everything you need. So definitely check that out if you are more interested in growing as a creator from the inside out. Well, until next time, I should say, guys, have an amazing, amazing time becoming the creative you are created to be. Love for you to reach out in comments or reviews and let me know what you thought of this episode and whether it helped you. Until next time, God bless you guys. Take care, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining us here at the God and Gigs Show. Please leave us a review on iTunes, like our Facebook page, or visit godandgigs.com and tell us what you thought of this show. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, go create something amazing.